Beginnt kein Tag, was hat es aber bekommen, der Dau, beginnt am Bild, beginnt das Mal, beginnt das Mal, aber immer mal was er meint. So sieh mal, who said it's Shane, who said it's other, maybe it's water. Pierce, Stacey explains, why is the Gemara asking this question? Daf go over here. Keeping the Karole Daiki, since the Gemara already established that the Pasuk doesn't seem to be precise, Likam Ar, Likam Ar, as the Gemara said on the Gemara at the end of Amid Beis, that it doesn't seem to be indicated like either one of them, so maybe it could be something else. Then says Tosis, if you can say, we bechem said my matar to be an av, which is what the Mishnah told me, of us nizikin has to be written in Torah, where is it written in Torah water? V'Hashem says, but you can learn that, v'shilach. Chein o'im, because the Pasuk in Eve says, v'shilach mayim apanei chutz, it sends out water on the outside surfaces. So you see that shilach refers to water. Now, v'avgav v'shilach b'ircha b'mehimayiru, the Pasuk of v'shilach is referring to b'ira, which is the animal, so I can be referring to water, you can still understand water from there. Yeah, although it's simple understanding from an animal, but the wording it uses, the Bashilach, and Bashilach is water, so it's alluding to water. Now, previously on the Gimel and Aleph, that the Baidi Gemara asked, B'mayim O'Green Lod, how are you explaining it? You can't explain it by water. The Chinam Mokmis B'mayim, because even if you can explain it by water, Islan Lokmi B'mil Deshire, the Gemara doesn't entertain to say it over there because it definitely makes sense. Shari, but the cost of Be'ira. Again, because simple understanding is Be'ira, but now the Gemara says, like, the Gemara saying, hey, maybe it refers to water. But then, says, so the time we can say, wait, but Hanimayim Hechidami, in this case of water, how do you explain it? What's it talking about? And that is, Ida Mishkalala, but Kedamai, if the guy took away what was blocking the water. And the Mekayrich Rishon, and now it's just like the first force that comes out, and that's what's damaging when it hits someone or his stuff. Koichu, that's considered the person's force, and that's actually other mamazik, not mine. Vibakechin, if it's a second force, meaning it the water comes bursting out, and then a few moments later, it injures someone else. So that's grama ba'amu. That's just an indirect cause. Like the Moses and Nizhna of your eyes on the base, and actually it wouldn't be chayiv. So what's this case of water? Sometimes what you can say is the Mai Bekir Sheni. Yeah, it's actually the second force. The Kamashman, that's what the Chiddush would be. The Bekir Sheni, that you have also Bekir Sheni. So it wouldn't be Adam Mazik, it would be Mayim, but through a second force. Or Inami, or you could say Basid Denachu. It's actually talking about after the water had already settled. The way Rashi says, you spill that water, and it's laying over there. Then the question is, which the obvious question is, like Demo the Bar. So he said, and it's not similar to Bar. Kugain place can be saying to come on, like when you open up your waste waters, the pipes, as the remembering later on, the Flamen Omen Aleph, or the gear says actually Vavamen Aleph. Now, that you don't know this, it's not exactly the same thing as Bar. Now, Vavgav Dasib Mahatsad, even though but it's learned out of a common denominator, it's not learned that straight from Bar, but it's learned out from Bar and something else. So you already know it, so why we need a Sibir Mazik Amayim? Yeah, I mean, I would have said the Itzuch L'Chayis by L'Chayim Akeim. But actually, that's why you have to write a Sibir Mazik to say it's going to be Chayim Akeim, because the Meboi L'Vash Amina. Since Lundav of a common denominator, one of them is Bar, you wouldn't be able to know more than that, and Bar is actually Potter from Kelim. So I would have thought mine would be Potter. So you have to say the no. And that's actually an example that Rashi brings of Nitnafu Kelov to say that, oh, that's the Chiddush, that you give me Chayiv on Kelim. Now, since there is the truth, if I'm a Muslim mythical, Megmar could have asked, well, my Lord Zebazeh, then how are you going to learn that Mav is Mayim? How you say, and with Shari Mav, the Shishman Ruchayim, they have a living spirit, Mashen Kin Eish. It's not true. Mayim doesn't have a living spirit. Sisters, you're right. El Belav, Achaman, Shad, and Shad, but in the Gemara answers the question appropriately. But yeah, that could have been a question also. So, continuing next, not to begin with the word the Gemara answers, no. It can't be that Mav is referring to water, because Miksim Mayim Nivu, the source of the Pasig, is in the singular, and if it was mine, it should be in the plural. But then, since the time we can say kiksim nami nivu, even if it said nivu, let me talk about the mine. You still wouldn't be able to explain mav as mine, because the mikatani nive, because the tonal el, like we said in Avgimon Bezgav Shane, we spoke about Shane. We said that so like Marshall, like the Gilling reads down on the side, then it's a katulu daikikra. It's still not inferred. Why would I say water over Shane? Shane also said it shouldn't be mave, it should be nive. It's something that's revealed. But Mayim is also Nivu, so Nivu wouldn't help. It's still not Maveh, which is making other things revealed, or whatever Maveh is doing to something else. So it says, Vishem, what you can say is no. The Lishayach like Shuye, no, that question is not applicable, Ilgav Shein. The listening Nivu, that's why he said, it should say Nivu, because Shashen, that's why Nivu, the teeth itself is Nivu, it's the subject. The Maveh, Mashma, Megalodova, Acher, Shayim, Chusa. Maveh sounds like it's revealing something else that was hidden. But water, the word Mava would be appropriate because it could be the subject and it could be what's doing to the subject. Because bubbling water is called that it's bubbling. So it could be doing something to the fire, or fire could be doing something to it. So it could be both nivu and it could be mav. So therefore, the Gemara does not ask the question on if mav is mayim. Tunik says mav at the beginning of the Gemara. Shleisha also avos in the second. So Rabbi Yishai says there's actually 13 primary categories of damages, which Shleisha points out. But did name Yud Beis, but there's only 12 halachas because the seicher, because one of the four shemim is a renter. Kishem esachav and kishem echidim have, like the Gemara points out later in the Zayin Beis, that he either had a halacha like one of those two. It's not a separate halacha, but it's still a separate category. Like this, Nasta begins with the words of the Gemara. You have Shemichin and Bashal, so it goes through the Dal Shemin, which Tosa points out. Well, okay, and that's why it's in this order. He says Shemichin, unpaid custodian, potter and akol, he's exempt from any liability. Chutz from Abshay, except if he's negligent. Shail, the bar, on the other hand, Chayim Bakol, he's liable for everything. Chutz from Mesimach and Olocha, unless if the animal that he borrowed died because of the work he was doing. Now, but Nisa Sachar, the one who's the paid custodian, somewhere in the middle. Chayim b'miktzes, he's liable for some things. We can never evade if we get stolen or lost. But apart from, but he's not in its extenuating circumstances. Like Achnokelu b'zeh say that. That's why it's written in this order to say the contrast and then the middle. But look, the thesis, the antithesis, and the synthesis. But like you say, there's nothing but not like the order that's written. Pashuk is actually not written that way. But because we wanted to point out regarding the halacha of Nezikin. Next time, not to begin with the words the Gemara. So if Amav is Adam, so what's Rabbi Yishai saying again? Adam, because Trei Gavne Adam is two cases of Adam. But then says to the Timmy begin to say, given the time the trick up now, since you're unpacking, you're saying there's two cases of Adam. So listen to me, Gimel Abbas Bashar. So we if Shar is all these three, why don't you say it in three separate ones? I can Bashem Baregel, the horn, the teeth, and the legs. Bashem says no, the Nichli Lichl Rabisha wanted to include it, the Kulam Bashar, like the time of the Mishnah. He didn't want to change that, so he's putting it all into that category. But Adam, like we're saying, is something different. It's not just a mazik of Adam, and therefore he specified them as two different things. The words of the Gemara, Reb Chiya has one of his 24 is Ve'edim Zayman. Which the question is, which that's what Pirush Rava is coming to explain. That Phyllis Shilma pay Edim Zayman. What's the mazik? Mazik is only when you damage someone. Edim Zayman, you meet someone pay unrightfully, which they really never even saw that, and they were in somewhere else, and someone showed them that they were Edim Zayman. So, but usually when they caused it, then actually not liable. That's what Taisa says. No, now filah shel mapia edim zaymin. Even if the person paid because of the false testimony of edim zaymin, chayavin, the edim zaymin will be chayav to pay what they not only attempted, what they actually caused the person to. Because the leishayv b'mamet kashas amal kashas. Generally, you say it's only what they plotted, not what they did. Once they did it, actually edim zaymin not be implicated. That's only by other things, not by monetary things. Because once it's done, it's done. Let's say a death penalty or a malchus, but by money, the Eshabach Zah, you could undo it, so it's not really ever considered done. It's always in the category of Kasher Zam, and therefore, although they did, they could still be held liable. Now, Rima Fash re-explains, actually, you don't need to come on to that reasoning, because the Gavim Chayiv and Lubikav HaChaymer, it's actually not true. By money, you can be Chayiv because of a Kav HaChaymer, because if you plotted, you Chayiv, for sure, if you did, you Chayiv. Now, because the Gavim Moment, Einjim that didn't. When it comes to monetary law, the halacha is, as Igmar tells, Tosis discussed later in the Memtesim based on Maschal Akriya, that, yeah, of course, logic would dictate a liability. I, Mother Mimim, Marcus, the Igmar says, Marcus, Abhaim, Bez, Hargu, Einar, Ogad, if they did execute, actually, then Eidim Zabi do not become kill themselves. That's different, and that's only regarding punishment. Punishments, we don't make a kavah chaimer. So although the Torah says when you're plotting, you're giving you would say all the more so when you do. No, you're not gonna say that. But that's only regarding ancient, not regarding mammon. And therefore, that's why Edim Zayman argue mechayev for sure when they do kavah chaimer from when they plotted. Next test master begins with the words of the Gemara. One of the cases in the Brice is menasich. So what does that mean? Pligba menazakin is machlis and the Gemara getting up on base and base. Chadim menasim mamish. One says literally pouring the wine for Avodah Zarah purposes, which is a mazik, it's asmana. Chanumim Arab, one says that you're mixing regular wine into Yain Nesach, which also makes it forbidden mana from the mixer, which Rashi says explicitly that's only the case of Menasach, not Ma'ariv, which is different interpretation of why, because that would already be Medamea, but Tesis quotes it as a machlekes, that how to interpret what the case of Menasach is.